And this is a recent paper that came in Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology Practice, around home-based video encounters for triage. And it does list a number of ways to look at cough and looking at the oropharynx and looking at respiration rate. And there are a lot of telehealth tools and that really help us assess the individual even without seeing them, certainly temperature monitoring. So it's pretty much there's telemedicine tools that are available. They come associated with costs and with complexities for both the doctors to get used to. And I'm hearing from a lot of the clinicians how tiring it is to conduct a day full of telehealth assessments when you can't actually talk or see or touch the individual. So this is a new world for us, but certainly we need to think about how do we facilitate it and make it accessible to everyone. And that's another soapbox. Not everybody is great with computers. Not everybody has high-speed Wi-Fi. Remembering that sometimes picking up the phone is useful, having printed materials for those. So certainly a lot of the work that we're doing is to make sure that everybody has access and that we facilitate the encounter both for the clinician and certainly for the patient.